AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says employers added a disappointing 140,000 jobs last month, but the unemployment rate slipped to 4% to start the year. The first jobs report of Donald Trump's second presidency suggested he inherited a labor market that is solid but unspectacular. The Senate voted to approve the nomination of Russell Vogt to be President Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget. Vogt was approved along party lines. He's one of the architects of Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for a Trump second term. Democrats want to know why Republicans were voting yes on Vogt and were gaveled down.
Pursuant to Rule 12, no debate is permitted during a vote.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey voted no.
No to the illegal, unconstitutional Muskocracy. And no to the costlier, sicker, unhealthier future that Donald Trump is creating.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says it's all about slashing federal spending with or without help from Democrats.
We can't look at salvaging or saving Medicare and Social Security, but we can look at the hundreds of billions of dollars in mandatory spending programs that are on autopilot.
Vogt described the budget director's job as the best, most comprehensive approximation of the president's mind. House Republicans have been working to meet President Trump's deadline today to produce a package that includes some $3 trillion in tax breaks and massive program cuts. The International Criminal Court is condemning sanctions by the Trump administration. The White House issued an executive order citing what it called the illegitimate and baseless actions targeting Israel, referring to the arrest warrant the ICC issued last year for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes in Gaza. And U.S. allies in Europe are joining the ICC against Trump sanctions. This is AP News. A man from New Hampshire is the second person known to be living with a pig kidney. Tim Andrews had transplant surgery about 2 weeks ago at Massachusetts General Hospital.
When I woke up from surgery, I had energy. The cloud of dialysis was gone.
Andrews is 66 and tells the AP he spent months getting into good enough shape to be part of a small pilot study. Dr. Leonardo Riella is a transplant nephrologist at Mass General.
He was struggling on dialysis. He had still a long waiting time. And he was committed getting healthier.
Mass General's first pig kidney recipient had underlying heart disease that killed him. As for Andrews,
his numbers, you know, just improve, you know, day by day. And we were able to discharge him on day 7.
Life with a pig kidney is uncertain, but Andrews just wants to spend more time with family.
It's going to be so good to be with them.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.